Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Living the Wholesome Life and Essential Oils Health Matters. And today we are on week 13, day 5. It's Friday, of our positive, peaceful affirmations that we are doing every single day. We're following Dr. Susan Lawton's positive, peaceful growth calendar that we're just kind of working through together and just having so much joy in the journey as we're bringing out the better parts of our personality. And one thing that I want us all to realize as we're going through this together, that if there is some aspect of your personality that has not been positive in the past or has not been a strength in the past, I think that the Bible teaches us that we can turn every weakness to a strength. Like God has promised us, as we work on things, we can turn every weakness to a strength. And so I just want us to keep that all in mind as we're working through different positive affirmations, different parts of our personality, different strengths that we want to develop. So if you haven't developed it yet, don't dish on yourself. And I think that's one of the other things I want us all to stop doing. Let's stop the, oh, I'm so not good at that. Let's just say, if we want to say that we're working on something, we can say, you know what, in the past I haven't been good at that or as good as I wanted to be at that, but in the future I'm really working on that, and so I'm going to turn that into a strength. Or maybe, like, I used to call myself technology challenged. And did that do me any good to help me want to learn technology or to learn it? No, it didn't. So if there's a skill or a personality trait that you haven't developed yet, just say, you know what, I'm in the learning process on that one. I'm in the learning process on patience. I'm in the learning process on joy, whatever we're in the learning process of. You know what? I'm still in the learning process on that, and I'm putting a lot of energy into it. Let yourself celebrate where you are and the things that you're trying to do. Okay? So I just wanted to start off with that. So the affirmation for this week is, I am gentle with myself and others. And the song that we've been pairing up this week with that affirmation is Michael McLean's Gentle, which talks about how we can be more gentle with ourselves and others, how we can just be like a gentle rain or a gentle breeze. We can give each other grace. When I think about gentleness, I often just think of giving each other grace and understanding, approaching everything with love and compassion. So that's what we've been concentrating on for this entire week. My best guess is that as you've been concentrating on being more gentle with yourselves, you have seen how you have grown and how things that used to get you bent out of shape in the past aren't today, because you're approaching things with a gentleness, with a love and a compassion. Okay, and that kind of being bent out of shape or not being bent out of shape kind of rolls us into our affirmation for today. And the affirmation for today is, I am flexible when I need to adjust my actions. As I was studying flexibility and thinking about flexibility, I want to get to my notes on this. So the first thing when it came to studying about flexibility is that we need to be flexible, because every single day, like even if we have like this amazing plan, if we're like one of those super organized people and we have like the whole day planned out, or maybe we're just like a little bit organized. And we know the major things that we want to hit that day. Like, honestly, we don't know what life is going to throw at us. Some days our children get sick, and what we thought we were going to do, we're not doing. Because we're caring for them, right? They're our top priority. Some days we have a lot of energy. Some days we don't. Some days we have a lot of things that hit us. We were hit with a lot of different things yesterday. As we were trying to go to an event, we were hit with some bad weather. And we were flexible and we kind of slowed down and we got there. I don't think I need to really talk to you about how life throws us challenges. And I think that that's actually one of the gifts of life. Like, we have a plan and then life throws us all these challenges. And it's actually one of the gifts of life because it allows us to strengthen some other gifts along the journey. So when life throws us different challenges, we can strengthen our patience. When life throws us different challenges, we can strengthen our good humor, right? We don't have to be grumpy that something didn't turn out the way we were thinking. We can face it with good humor and we can face it with grace and compassion. So I think that these little challenges get thrown into our life on a But sometimes life throws us a lot of challenges, and that gives us amazing gifts. So as we're getting different challenges, I want us to think about what is the gift that I can learn here. Okay, another reason why we need to be flexible is because there's that old saying that nothing is sure but death and taxes. So you might think that you're different job, right? So nothing is sure. Like maybe you have, like, you're married to this most wonderful spouse ever, and then you don't know. Maybe tomorrow they get in an accident and they fail. You know, in life, but life can give us some huge changes, and some life can give us some small changes too. Like, let's just say you're going to vacuum your floor and your vacuum is clogged up, and so you have, instead of just doing like a super easy vacuum of your floor, you're gonna have to take your vacuum apart and figure out where the clog is, and it might take some time anyway. Again, nothing is certain. The biggest things that we think are, some things are certain. Like, I am certain, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that there's a God and that God loves us. That's a certainty. We know that our parents love us, our children love us. There are certain things that are just certainties. But, you know, some other things are not certainties, and we need to be prepared for things that aren't certainties in our life. Okay, so as I was looking up different quotes on flexibility, I found some. I just wanted to share some of my favorite quotes on flexibility with you. One is that flexibility is the key to stability. And I love that. Like, when you think of a flexible tree, it kind of moves in the wind. I know that my husband and I, we were in Chicago on a riverboat, or I think it was a riverboat. Anyway, on a cruise, not on a cruise, but like on a, what, hour long cruise, whatever you want to call that. I'm thinking Gilligan's Island here, kind of getting distracted with that. But anyway, we were on this boat tour of all the different buildings in Chicago. It was super cool. Our curator was amazing and so knowledgeable and so passionate about what he was doing. But one of the things he pointed out was this, that so many of the skyscrapers nowadays are bent to not be super stiff, but they're bent to flow with the with the breeze because they need to. Okay, we're all going to have breezes in our lives. We're all going to have things that hit us in our life. And as we are able to move, bend, and flow with things, we can be happier and definitely be less anxious and be kinder to people around us when we're able to flow with things that life hits us with. Okay, I loved this quote. Blessed are the flexible, for they will not be bent out of shape. I loved that. Life hits us with a lot of things. And again, if we can take what life hits us with love and compassion and good humor and laughter, you know, not always, you know, sometimes laughter is not appropriate, but laughter often brings a joy to even the worst of situations. And so if we can bring different gifts to what we're trying to do, that's good. So one of the other quotes that I have that did not write down was, if you come to like a concrete block in front of you, like, right, you're not going around it. You're not going through it. Be like water, go around it. Like, right. If water is running downhill and it comes to a barrier, it's just going to run. It's just going to roll around. It's going to go where it's still wanting to go. Right. And we can be like that. Okay. So one of the quotes that I saw was, to be committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. And I really, really like that. Like, what do I want to get out of life? What do I want to do? What are some of my goals? Well, I homeschool. I'm a mom of 9 children. I still have 4 at home, and I homeschool them. And so when I started homeschooling, I decided that 2 of my gifts that I wanted to give my purposes of homeschooling was that I wanted my children to know that God knew them personally and loved them. So if my children leave my home knowing that God knows them and loves them, boom, that's like 1 goal accomplished, my main goal in homeschooling. And my second goal is that I wanted to give them a love of learning. I wanted to give them a love of reading books, a love of history, a love of science or whatever. And the last thing that I wanted to do is I wanted them to know that people didn't have to spoon feed them everything, that they could teach themselves, that they didn't need to wait around for some teacher to show up, that if they had an interest in something, they could explore it themselves and learn it themselves. So those were my 3 goals when it came to homeschooling. And we've definitely approached homeschool. You know, sometimes we do a lot of it at home. Sometimes some years we're doing a lot of different groups. We use movies, we use books, we use talking, we use like mentors, you know, the whole gamut. But, so be committed to your principles, but flexible in how you are able to get there. And I think that as moms or as spouses or whatever, not really as spouses, but kind of as moms, we know that each child of ours is different, right? And so what works for one child absolutely will not work for another. So we need to understand people's personalities and adjust to them, right? I definitely adjust my schooling to the children's drive and the children's abilities and stuff like that. Anyway, so be flexible in your approach to get to your goals. And, okay, so I was thinking, what are some of the stumbling blocks or hard things that we can sometimes face us with when we're being, which could lead to inflexibility? One of the first ones that I kind of discovered was that the more you are an expert on something and the more you think you know about it, sometimes the less flexible we can be, because we're like, I know the right way to do this. Like, I totally know the right way to do this. Why aren't we just doing this the right way, right? Or the way that I think is best or something like that. And so, which is why a lot of discoveries are made by newbies, and a lot of achievements are done by newbies because experts miss things. So what I'm saying is it's good to have knowledge. It's so good to have knowledge. But also being with having knowledge, it's super good to be open-minded too. So if you can have that beautiful balance of being an expert, having the knowledge, having the experience, right? But being open to other people's ideas. I think that's going to be amazing. I think that's going to help you a lot. Okay, so what are some of the other things that could help make us be inflexible? Well, if we're really tied to the way something is done instead of to the result, we can definitely be inflexible about it. And what else? Anyway, I'm sure that you can, if you can think of other hardships when it comes to flexibility, being flexible, you know, please let me know. You know what? Some of the hardships of being flexible is if you're tired, you're going to be way likely to be less flexible because your mind is just not where it needs to be. If you're dehydrated, again, less flexible. And then one of the other things that I wanted to say when it came to flexibility is that I really do think that there is a mind and body connection. You know how children, like, they are playing, they are tumbling, they are moving around. Like, they don't even just walk, like, one way. Like, when I watch my 4-year-old walk, it's so fun. Because, like, yeah, sometimes he walks his own little, like, normal way. But sometimes he's, like, this robot, and he's walking robot ways. And then sometimes he's, like, the cat that's crawling on the floor and pouncing. And so, like, children have this natural flexibility in how they do so many different things. And I think that that helps keep their brain more flexible too. And so one thing that I wanted to say on that is if we're trying to help us become more flexible, can we just do some things like, I don't know, like belly dancing or yoga or stretching or, you know, whatever it is that you, I don't even know, doing handstands, you know, Who knows what moving our body in different ways can help us think different things. I'm just going to say that I believe that. So you think about that on your own, do your own research on that, you know, or ignore the idea completely. This is kind of like a buffet. Like, I'm going to say what I love, you're going to take what you like and run with it. Okay. I'm just looking at my notes really quick. Okay, I wrote down something and I have no idea what it means. So we are going to go into the diffuser blend. I guess before I leave, you know what? We all know that we're happier when we're flexible. We all know that our people around us are happier when we're flexible. So if you haven't been super flexible in the past, if you have been super flexible in the past, kudos to you. And, you know, I'm sure that life is super easy or much more easy for you because you are flexible. And that people around you appreciate your flexibility. So just, if you are known for your flexibility, pat yourself on the back, celebrate that this is a strength. On the other hand, if you are not known for your flexibility, give yourself some grace. Say, "Twas I, 'tis not I," which means, yeah, that was me in the past, but me today is a new person. We're doing this in the morning and we have the world to create. We have the whole day to create who we want to be today. And you can create yourself in any way you want. We are children of God. He created us and we have the ability to create who we are with us. And we have the ability to be flexible if that's something that we want to do. And I kind of hope it is because it really does make your life run a lot more smoothly. Okay. As we are talking about being gentle with ourselves and being flexible, we have been diffusing a blend the whole week, which is 2 drops of wild orange, which is the oil of abundance. It's a super uplifting oil. We have been diffusing 2 drops of cypress, which is the oil of motion and flow. Oh, how does that go with flexibility, motion and flow? I think like cypress is like the perfect oil to pair with flexibility. And basil, which is the oil of renewal. And some, you know, if we're too tired, we're not going to be flexible. We need to have our spirits and our energy renewed in order to be flexible. So as a major napper, I'm just going to say that if you're tired, nap. Studies have shown that your brain works so much better if you nap. So if you're tired, don't think, oh no, it's selfish to nap. No. Will you please just go nap? Like, seriously, if your children, I remember when I was a young mom, I'm going to say I had like 8 children at the time. One of my children was known for getting out of the house and walking to like the neighbor's house, or people in the neighbor's house was like, down the street, up the street. Okay. Like twice at least, neighbors, kind neighbors who knew who my child was, brought my child back to me. Okay. So I still needed mom of 8. I still needed to nap. And so I remember what I did, thinking flexible here, right? Is I would, well, first of all, we got a lock that the child could not reach. Child figured out how to do it anyway. Anyway, and so then I would sleep with my feet to the front door. The other doors in the house were just solidly locked, right? This child could not get out of them. So I would just sleep with my feet at the door. Like, you know what, if you have problems, do what you can to solve them. If you can't solve them, ask your friends and neighbors and relatives and God, hey God, how can I solve this problem? Because I am a strong believer that there is a way to solve every problem if we just, you know, give it enough time and prayer and thought and energy. Anyway, so that napping with that child was a little bit more difficult, but I found a way to get my nap in because I am so much better when there is a nap. Okay, that said, we are going to be talking about the first of the oils. Okay, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of every week, we're taking each one of these oils individually, breaking them down what they do for us emotionally. Friday is the day where we're talking 100% on what they do for us physically. And so, there is a mind-body connection. And so we're going to hit some of the emotional benefits as well, but most of it is going to be physical benefits. And the first one we're talking about is wild orange. So it's a citrus oil. It comes from the peel. All of the citrus oils come from the peel, not like the flesh of the fruit. And so, it's super high in D-limonene. And I'm going to be talking to you about that a little bit later, like what it can help with. But, one thing that you need to know is that Chinese medicine has used wild orange essential oil, or bitter orange essential oil, however you kind of want to say it, for 3,000 years. Okay? So it's not just something that new people are discovering nowadays. Nope. It's definitely been used in traditional medicine for a very, very long time. And the first thing that you need to know is that wild orange's number one gift to us physically is that it helps with our digestion. So if you have a sluggish digestion, and I'm thinking like constipation, right? Wild orange essential oil can help. If you are suffering with heartburn or flatulence or diarrhea or bloating, wild orange can help with all of those. So the second physical gift of wild orange is that it's great for detoxing. So wild orange is bitter, and bitter detoxes. Oh, I don't know why I didn't include this in my notes, but I think it's the gallbladder. Bitterness, what it detoxes emotionally, like bitterness is going to help us get all of our bitter feelings. But anyway, look up. I guess I didn't put in my notes what it's super good at detoxing for, but anyway, do your research. You can go to aromaticscience.com and look at studies all over the world on what it's super good for detoxing for. It's also great to use in your face if you have acne or dermatitis. You can definitely put it into your cleanser or your moisturizer at night. It's going to brighten your face. It's going to help clarify your skin. Wild orange is a citrus oil, and all citrus oils make you more photosensitive, which means you're not going to want to put them on in the morning because it will help your skin be more susceptible to getting sunburned. So you're only going to want to put it on into your beauty products at night, or your skin products at night. But what was the one oil that doesn't help your body be more photosensitive? Green mandarin. That's it, because it's picked before it develops those photosensitive things. So if you want an essential oil that you can use to help with that acne and brightening your skin that you could want to put on in the morning, green mandarin is super good for that. Okay, so wild orange. Let me really quick. I'm going to be using a lot of this book, which is called Advanced Oil Magic, and going to their thing for wild orange. So it's antibacterial, it's antiseptic, it's a depurative, and I had to look that one up. So a depurative means that it's purifying and it has detoxifying effects, and it's both a sedative and a stimulant. So a person might think, well, sedative and stimulant, that's super weird. But a lot of essential oils are balancing. So if you're anxious and you need to be calmed down, wild orange can help. And if you're tired and you just need a little bit of energy, wild orange can help. So a lot of oils are balancing, which is one thing that I really, really love about them. Okay, so if you need energy, you can put 1-2 drops in water or just put it in your hand. I like to put a drop of wild orange, a drop of peppermint, rub it in my hand, smell it. It's going to smell so good. And then rub it on the back of my neck and and my shoulders. Oh my gracious. It's going to okay. So I don't drink coffee because I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ and we have this health code where we do not drink coffee. So I can't say that, it's better than coffee because I've never tried coffee, but what, coffee drinkers that I know say that it's better than coffee. It's a better pick me up and it's definitely not going to be, you know, damaging to your system, which is something that you're going to really like about that. Okay. It's great for anxiety or depression. Again, you can just use it that same way. If you're using it for anxiety, I would definitely maybe put a drop of wild orange, drop of lavender in my hands and smell that, or put that in a diffuser, or a super good blend for that is some Balance and Serenity, and then wild orange. That is a blend that a lot of people really, really love for anxiety. Okay, if you have sleeping issues, you can put it underneath your tongue. Caleb, can you give me a bottle of wild orange really quick? It might be in the kitchen next to, well, you know where we keep them in the kitchen. Anyway, so you could put a drop of the oil underneath your tongue before you go to bed. That can definitely help you sleep. But one thing that I wanted to say about before you ingest oils is you cannot go to the grocery store and just pick up any single oil and then ingest it, because so many are filled with different fillers and different other things. Need to oil that drawer, I guess. Anyway, they're filled with so many different oils and other things it would be dangerous. A lot of the essential oils that you buy at the health food store or the grocery store or the dollar store are just filled with fillers, and a lot of them say do not ingest. I had one that I bought and I later looked at. This is before I've kind of found doTERRA, but I had one that says do not, it was lemon oil, and it said do not put on your skin, and it said do not drink, you know, do not ingest, and then it said do not diffuse. I'm like, what am I even supposed to do with this essential oil? So I'm going to show you. This is a bottle of doTERRA's essential oil. It is wild orange, and it has the supplement facts on them. So if a bottle of doTERRA, backing up a little bit. So basically every single bottle of every single batch of doTERRA oils are third-party tested. You can go to this site called Source to Me, and you can click on the batch number, which is on the bottom of every single bottle, and you can enter your batch number, and you can see every single test that has been done on your batch of oils. So you know when you get a bottle of doTERRA essential oils, it's 100% pure, no fillers, like nothing that you kind of need to worry about, nothing but the essential oil. Anyway, so, okay, and can you ingest every single every single essential oil that doTERRA sells? No, you can't, because some are made to be digested and some are not. But You can easily tell whether you can digest them or not by looking at the supplement bag. So it's just going to be like this little thing. It's going to look like the thing on your cereal box where it tells you how to ingest it and how to use it. So if it has supplement, if you have a bottle of essential oils from doTERRA and it has the supplement facts on it, you know that you can digest it. Okay. So anyway, and it's wild orange is super good to put in smoothies. My son, Clancy, he loves making pancakes. He loves to put like wild orange or lime or lemon oil in his pancakes. If you've never done that, it just takes it to the next level. So, other uses of wild orange are, so if you, or if you're anxious, if you're depressed, if you're afraid, wild orange can help like boost that, not boost the fear, but boost your courage. If you're getting heart palpitations, insomnia, we kind of already mentioned it's great for menopause, and nervousness, scurvy, obviously, because, citrus oils, the rinds of citrus oils are just chock full of antioxidants. So, that's, which can definitely help with all the gunk that's going on. You can also see, okay, so I'll talk to you about that a little bit. So you have wild orange, you have all the antioxidants in there. We've already talked about how wild orange is calming, right, to you. And so with all the gunk that's going around and with the, just the stress that life can give us, but also the added stress that we can sometimes get when we're going into the holiday season, everyone knows that stress can do a number on their, is it called cortisol? I think it's called cortisol, as I'm studying this. Anyway, and so basically the cortisol can do a number on blood sugar, and it can also do a number on your serotonin in your body. And so the citrus oils can help, as they help relax it, they can help make it so that your body is more balanced and you're less likely to get sick because it lowers your stress. Besides which fact, since it's so full of antioxidants, it boosts your immunity. So that's kind of one of the ways that wild orange can kind of help you hopefully miss a lot of the gunk in the that's going around, or if you do get it, have a shorter time with that. Okay, so a wild orange can also help you if you're having some withdrawal symptoms, if you're trying to get off of, get away from addictions, and you're kind of having some of this what withdrawal syndromes, remember that it's such a detox, right? And it's so calming to your nerves. So wild orange would be excellent for that. I just wanted to give you a refreshing room spray. I wanted to give you a refreshing room spray. So 3 drops of wild orange, 2 drops of peppermint, 1 drop of lavender, and you're going to put it in a 2-ounce spray bottle and just fill the rest with distilled water. Or if you don't have distilled water, just use regular water, but distilled water actually works better. And then you can just spritz that around. It's going to smell so, so good. And another thing about wild orange is that since we're entering into the Christmas season, diffusing like 3 drops wild orange and then like a drop or two of clove or cinnamon is going to just make your room smell like Christmas. It's going to make it smell so good. So that is wild orange, the oil of abundance, and some of the physical things, physical gifts that it can give us. Okay, so the next one that we are moving on to is cypress. Okay, so when you think about cypress, I want you to think that it is super good for stagnation or congestion. So if you're having poor circulation, cypress can help. If you're having colds or coughs, cypress can help. Now, two, remember how I mentioned that essential oils are balancing? So if you're congested somewhere, cypress can help. But if you are too flowy somewhere, cypress can help. So if you have diarrhea or you have, if you have a heavy menstrual period, cypress can help with that. Okay, I wanted to go back and talk about some of the other gifts of cypress. Again, reading from this book, are highlighting some of the things in this book. I am definitely not going to tell you everything that it says in this book, because this book has way more information than I could ever tell. But some of the main properties of Cypress is that it's antibacterial, anti-infectious. It is a lymphatic. And I had to look up what a lymphatic was. And so a lymphatic is something that fights infection, and it helps to rid the bodies of toxins and wastes. So if you have poor circulation, remember, when we think of Cypress, we want to think of stagnation or congestion. So if you have poor circulation, you can put 2 drops on the bottoms of your feet each night and morning. You can, if it was me, I'd probably put 5 drops into a teaspoon of like coconut oil or olive oil, and then just kind of rub that, you know, dip my fingers in that and rub it on the bottoms of my feet, and then put socks on. The socks are going to help your essential oils feel better and stay better on your feet. If you have a bladder or a urinary tract infection, you can definitely massage 2 drops of Cypress with a carrier oil and massage it over your bladder area, and you can repeat that every 2 hours as necessary. If you have bone spurs, you can definitely just put it on straight on to that and massage it in, and that can help with those. When I'm saying that, I'm just going to say I am not a doctor, so do your own research on this. I would go to aromaticscience.com. It has studies from around the world, but you can definitely do your research on how Cypress can help with bone spurs. I know people personally who use Cypress for restless leg syndrome. And so basically you're going to put just 2 drops in a carrier oil. Again, I would use about a teaspoon worth of coconut oil or olive oil, just kind of whatever you have at your house, and massage that on your feet and your calves and your thighs, especially if you're going on if you're going on long road trips, or if you are, if that kind of hits you when you're going to sleep. And the other thing that Cypress can really help with is with bedwetting. And again, you're just going to want to dilute it with a little bit of coconut oil or olive oil and just kind of rub that over the bladder area. And that can help with those who are struggling to learn to not wet the bed. Okay, so that's Cypress for you. And then the next oil that we are talking about is basil. So basil basically comes from Central Africa or Southeast Asia. And most of us are pretty familiar with basil because a lot of us use it in our cooking. I know my husband, who's the main cook in our house, uses it a lot. And basil is one of the very best oils when it just comes to exhaustion. When you kind of just need to power through something, when you're kind of at the very end of your rope, basil can totally help with that. It's also great for as an oil for a massage, because it has some analgesic properties in it. So if you have tension anywhere in your body, you can definitely put a few drops into a teaspoon of coconut oil, olive oil, rub it on your shoulders, rub it on your calves, just wherever you're feeling some tension. Okay, and basil is one of the oils. We mentioned how wild orange has been used for like 3,000 years in Chinese medicine. Well, basil is basically has been used for a super long time in India and in their traditional medicine there. And it can help fight adrenal fatigue. And it does that. So adrenal fatigue can sometimes come to us, especially if our diets have been super high in sugar. So just like a warning as we're going into holiday season and your neighbors are coming with all the treats that they bring every year, you might want to just eat 1 or 2 and then give the rest to someone else. You know, maybe someone who doesn't get as many treats as you. Definitely spread the treats around. Everything that comes to us, we do not have to ingest. That's for sure. it's another oil that can help with acne. So if you're going to be using basil for acne, I would just put like a drop into a teaspoon of honey and then put that, spread that onto your face. Let it keep it on your face for about 2 minutes, you know, set the timer and just like think peaceful, restful thoughts or something. And then wash it off with warm water and see if that is something that doesn't help clarify your skin. Okay, and it's also super good for blood sugar. And do your research on that one. But I wanted to tell you some of the other amazing benefits of basil. So, it is antibacterial and anti-infectious. And you'll be noticing that we're saying that with so many different essential oils, but it's because different plants need to honestly be able to protect themselves. And so they have a lot of those antibacterial, anti-infectious properties in them. It's a carminative. I had to look up carminative, and it basically means it relieves flatulence. So if you are gassy or if you know someone who totally is, having them use some basil might really, really help with that. Okay. And it's a nervine. So basil is a nervine, which means that it is very relaxing to our mind and our nerves. Okay, so some of the top uses of basil is rubbing if you have a sore throat, you can rub 2 drops over the outside of your throat, or you can gargle with 2 drops in water and then just spit it out. If you feel like you're suffering with candida, and it's super easy to do a candida spit test into water, you know, Google that to see how that's done. But you can rub 2 drops over the outer abdomen and bladder several times a day if you feel like you're suffering with candida. If you have fungal issues, basil can totally help. So it also helps with bee stings. It can help with greasy hair. It can help with lactation by increasing your milk supply. And it can help with migraines. And it can also help with nausea. So one of the recipes that I wanted to give you is called basil lemonade. So we've all heard of strawberry lemonade or raspberry lemonade or even like a mint lemonade. And you can definitely, like, those are fun things to play around with. But basil lemonade, if you've never tried it, it sounds amazing. So you can put 1 drop in basil. You can put 1 drop of basil essential oil and 5 drops of lemon essential oil and then 4 to 5 fresh squeezed lemons. And then I would just put in sugar to taste. So you can use stevia too, but I'm kind of like a sugar person. But you can decide what you want to do with that. So those are some of the main properties of, oh, really quick. I wanted to tell you, oh yeah, okay, I think I did. I told you some of the other uses of basil. So these are amazing essential oils, just like amazing essential oils to use emotionally, to use physically. Are we not so glad that God gave us things as we are being hit with different issues in our lives, whether it's emotionally or physically? God gave us things that can help, and I am so, so thankful for that. Okay, so just reminding you that the diffuser blend for this week is 2 drops of wild orange, 2 drops of, which is the oil of abundance, 2 drops of cypress, which is the oil of motion and flow, 2 drops of basil, which is the oil of renewal. Our affirmation for today is, I am flexible when I need to adjust my actions. And our affirmation for this week is, I am gentle with myself and others. And I'm just going to give you a sneak peek for the affirmation that we are going to be working on next week. And that is that we are in charge of our own brains. Like, we're the ones in charge of our own brains. Super excited to be talking about that next week. I know that you can have an amazing weekend. This is Susanna Williams with Essential Oils Health Matters and Living the Wholesome Life, telling you that I know that you can be super flexible today and throughout your life, and that we can be gentle with ourselves and others. And I know that you have the power within you to make today wonderful. Okay, we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.